in. This song, Start Me Up.
Got it.
Do you get it?
I do now.
Because it's a we've got an interview with the world's largest small engine manufacturer. So Start Me Up, you tied it in.
You guys are clever. Yes.
That was clever.
Sorry you had to explain it to me.
Calling in from the Midwest, Jay was just talking about the Midwest a moment ago. We have Mike on the line, who's with Briggs & Stratton. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Great to talk with you.
Likewise. You know, we get hundreds of press releases a week, and I usually glaze over a lot of them because none of them are really worth talking about. But this one caught my eye. Before we get to this new P2200 engine y'all have, let's back up a little bit. I'm sure most people have seen the name Briggs & Stratton. If you haven't, welcome to Earth. Where did it get started?
Great question. Briggs started in about 1908, so we've been around a long time. And like many companies, we've started in some strange places and kind of transitioned into other products. So Briggs started in, like I said, 1908, and it actually started with a small car, which, you know, by today's standards would be more of a go-kart. They had some success there, and they transitioned into automotive components and then really got into the four-cycle small engines after that.
And our board engineer is a South Dakota jackrabbit who claims his state was the first one to produce that.
Yeah, actually, Stephen Briggs went to South Dakota as well. So, yeah, that's where he originated from. He's an engineer.
And are they still manufactured in the U.S.?
Yeah, absolutely. We're headquartered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I did say, listening to you talk about grass earlier, it's snowing. We've got about an inch of snow on the ground today, so I'm a little jealous with that.
So your Briggs and Stratton are snow blowers right now, when we're already firing them up for our lawns.
Yeah, absolutely. The snow blowers, riding lawnmowers, pressure washers, all made in Milwaukee, and then we've got engine plants in Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, all around the U.S.
Excellent. Well, tell me about this P2200.
Yeah, we're excited about this. So what this is, it's actually certainly an engine's part of it, but it's a portable inverter generator. And for those of you who don't know what an inverter is, if you think about a traditional generator, you know, most people think about a big piece of industrial equipment that's loud and, you know, takes a lot of gas. But what the inverters do, it's a much smaller piece of equipment. And what it does, it has variable speed. So what that means is when you're not requiring any power or limited power, it brings the RPMs of the engine way down. So you're saving noise and fuel consumption. And then as you need power, you plug something else in, and that gradually brings the speed of the engine up to give you the power you need.
What's the power output that one of these can do?
The P2200 is 1,700 watts of power and then 2,200 surge. So it's, you know, it's enough for tailgating and I'd say limited camping on its own.
And something that I particularly was attracted to this is you can run them in tandem. So if you had two of these and hooked them up together, you could double your power.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's very versatile. You can hook two together, and that's one of the first questions people who camp or have an RV ask is, you know, will it power my air conditioner? And certainly when you power or link two of these together, there's plenty of power for an air conditioner and more.
So can I put four or five of them together?
No, that'd be pretty nice. You can't, but one of the things we do that our competitors can't do is we have a P3000, which is a little bit more power, obviously, and you can link a 2 to the 3000 as well.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you joining us this morning. And are you in Milwaukee personally?
I am, yes.
So, well, thanks for calling in from Milwaukee, the headquarters of Briggs & Stratton. It's, like I said, I don't often read a press release that I think I need to talk about that on air, but when it runs, it's at 59 decibels, which is quieter than the average human conversation.
That's nice.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's the one thing that drives me nuts about being in a campground with RVs is all the generators.
That's why we don't camp there.
Well, when you're at a rodeo ground,
yeah, you're stuck.
You're kind of stuck.
maybe you could be a sales rep at those.
At the rodeos,
yeah.
And it's 45% lighter, and something I'd never seen on another generator is usually, you know, there's one handle on top. Well, this has two handles, so you can not only is it lighter, but it's you can carry it in tandem. Pretty neat. So,
and if you really want to tick somebody off, take an old-fashioned generator to a campground and fire that sucker up about going to bedtime to light your lights up.
And plug in your stereo to that.
Well, that too. Yeah, well, you have to plug the stereo in to kill the noise of the generator.
Yeah. You know, something these new generators do as well, Jay, is, you know, those old ones, you could just, you could never plug electronics into it because of the power surges and everything. These new ones are all regulated. They're smartphone, tablet safe, so you can plug your electronics into it.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Not camping like we knew it, huh, John?
Well, no, but it's kind of nice.
Are we getting older, you two?
Yes, we are.
Oh, man.
Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.